Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 8:12. Today's Bible verse is John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Years ago, our family went on a mission trip to El Salvador, during which we spent time in villages and out among the people. Well, one night, I really needed to use the restroom, and with nowhere else to go, our translator took me to someone's outside bathroom. It was dark, without even a faint glow from a nearby city or town, and initially, I felt anxious, making my way basically blind. Thankfully, someone in our group found a flashlight and led the way, and with that steady beam of light ahead of me and my new friend walking beside me, I reached my destination without tripping over uneven ground or falling into an unseen hole. Jesus guides us in much the same way. Apart from him, we're forced to grope through life blinded, oblivious to the dead ends and the drop-offs up ahead. We can't create our own light, no matter how hard we try. Disconnected from him, the source of all truth, we're spiritually blind as well. We're drawn away from the good and the hope-filled life God planned for us and onto a path that, although it might appear enticing upon first glance, it ultimately leads to death. Jesus spoke the passage today's verse comes from during the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. John 8, verse 20 states, Jesus declared himself the light of the world while teaching in a portion of the temple known as the treasury. So this was an area also referred to as the court of women, as women weren't allowed past that point. During this feast, they lit 4 75-foot oil lamps, and those lamps were said to illuminate the entire city, and they burned all night long. This reminded the people of how God had led their ancestors through the wilderness with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The Israelites had no idea where they were going or what they might encounter along the way. During their wilderness journey, if not for God's presence revealed in the fire, the people never would have survived. He didn't give them a map and say, okay, well, off you go. I hope you don't get lost. I hope you don't veer off track. No. Creator God led them day by day, mile by mile, from sunrise to sunset. This was the attentive and faithful God the people celebrated during the Feast of Tabernacles through dance, through song, through an elaborate water pouring ritual, and through 4 blazing, enduring lights. But the lamps also pointed to the long-promised Messiah, foretold in Isaiah 9, verse 2, which states, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." It was there that Jesus issued a life-changing invitation. "Whoever follows me," he said, "will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." To follow him is to trust him with our eternity and with our daily struggles, knowing, although we might pass temporarily through life's shadows, God's light will always light our way. I love how John Piper describes this. He wrote, quote, "The light of Christ is the brightness of God shining on the retina of the human soul." I also love that Christ's light is available to all. Jesus invited everyone to come to seek him and to live engulfed in his light. Sometimes life feels dark. Sometimes we feel alone. But truth recorded in scripture assures us if we have trusted in Christ for salvation, this is never true. We are never alone. We belong to, we are led by the light of the world and the giver of life. Our goal then is to remain in his light, trusting his guidance and yielding to his will, knowing the one who was, who is, and who always will be will always lead us to his very best. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for so attentively, so faithfully and lovingly caring for us. Thank you that you are with us every moment of every day, whether we feel your presence or not, whether we hear your voice or not, you are there and you are faithfully guiding us. Lord, help us to be more alert to your guidance, to your Holy Spirit, the light within us. And may your light shine bright. May it first illuminate our souls revealing everything that gets in your way, every crevice, every shadow. May you expel those things with your beautiful, your glorious light so that we may live fully surrendered to you, fully embraced by you, and fully filled with you. We thank you so much for giving us your Son, whose death and resurrection made it possible for us to live in your light and to experience the light of life. It is in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.